From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Senate today defeated a bill granting lawsuit liability protection to gun makers and merchants after a last-minute change of heart by several supporters of gun rights. Senator Larry Craig of Idaho, the Republican sponsor of this bill, turned against it just before the final vote, and he took several of his Republican colleagues in the Senate with him. Craig rebelled after the Senate had attached key amendments by gun control advocates. NPR's David Wellner joins us now from the Capitol to describe this unusual scene that has just unfolded on the Senate floor. Let me see if I understand this, David. By the time this bill was amended, it had something in it that gun makers and merchants liked. It had something in it that gun control advocates liked. And now it's dead.
That's how it appears to be, Robert. This bill was supposed to protect gun makers and dealers from a series of lawsuits across the country that mostly cities have brought, which holds them responsible for the consequences of gun assaults. And those who were behind this bill wanted it to protect them from having to defend themselves in court. It insisted that they only be held liable if there were defects in the guns that were sold or if they were sold illegally. But otherwise, in every other case, plaintiffs would not be able to sue them in civil court.
That, in a nutshell, was Larry Craig, Senator Larry Craig of Idaho's bill. Then it came to the floor, and the sponsors of the bill were not able to defeat some Democratic amendments to it.
That's right. There were a couple amendments that passed this morning in the Senate, and they were pretty key. They were ones that the White House had asked not be put in the bill, but they passed anyway.
And those amendments, one of them closed the what's called the gun show loophole.
Yes, that was a loophole that allowed gun sales to go forward at gun shows without the background checks being carried out. Those who backed this amendment, including Republican John McCain of Arizona, said that terrorists and criminals were acquiring guns at gun shows because of this loophole, and they prevailed.
Other amendments that were passed today?
Another amendment that California Democrat Dianne Feinstein sponsored would renew a 10-year ban on the sale of military-style assault weapons that was due to expire in September. Both of these amendments passed by only a few votes, but it was enough to add essentially poison pills to a bill that the president had wanted to arrive at his desk clean of amendments.
Now, it's Senator Craig, the sponsor. This was his baby, but by the time it was amended, he disowned it, didn't want this anymore.
Yeah, he was apparently displeased enough with it to scuttle his own bill. He said, in fact, right before the final vote was to take place, in a very surprised announcement, that he believed the bill was, in his words, so dramatically wounded that it should not pass. And indeed, it didn't. Only 8 senators voted for it. 90 of them voted against it. And in an earlier test vote, more than 75 senators had voted for this bill.
Just remark on 2 senators who were in the chamber today voting. Senators Kerry and Edwards.
Yes, they both took time off from Super Tuesday campaigning today to come and vote for these 2 amendments especially. It sent a pretty strong signal to other senators that this mattered so much that they would take this time off. And their presence, many say, was what ensured the passage of those amendments.
Thank you, David. NPR's David Wellner speaking to us from the Senate.